Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Unanswered Prayers, was written by John Blaze. Are we there yet? Not yet. Are we there yet? Not yet. That was the back and forth game we played on the first and definitely not the last 16-hour trip back home to Arkansas from Colorado when our children were young. Our oldest two kept the game alive as well, and if I had a dollar for every time they asked, well, I'd have a stack of dollars. It was a question my children were obsessed with, but I, the driver, was equally obsessed wondering, are we there yet? And the answer was, not yet, but soon. Truth be told, most adults are asking a variation on that question, although we may not voice it out loud. But we're asking it for that same reason. We're tired, and our eyes have grown weak with sorrow. We're worn out from our groaning about everything from the nightly news to daily frustrations at work to never-ending health problems to relational strains, and the list goes on. We cry out, are we there yet? How long, Lord? How long? The psalmist knew well that kind of weariness, and he honestly brought that key question to God. Like a caring parent, he heard David's cries and in his great mercy accepted them. There was no shame for asking. Likewise, you and I can boldly approach our Father in heaven with our honest cries of, how long? And his answer might be, not yet, but soon. I'm good. Trust me. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is Psalm 6. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. Let's pray. Father, the burdens of this world have us all asking, how long? Please fill us with your peace and comfort as we navigate this world that is filled with so much turmoil and pain. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.